is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Today's show is brought to you by Paul's Automotive. Paul's Automotive is located at 634 Route 46 in Kenville, New Jersey. If you want a master mechanic who has over 38 years of experience with quality work, he's your guy to call. He strives to keep you in a safe and reliable vehicle, and his goal is to make your experience as pleasurable and convenient as possible. It's not like you're dropping your car off and you're getting somebody named Joe Blow who's working on your car. Paul's the guy that'll be working on your car, and he gives you a reasonable price. We're proud to say that he's helped Autism Radio many times to keep our vehicle safe and reliable on the road. So he's your guy to give a call today at 973-584-1035. Remember, he's always committed to quality, and he's pleasurable to work with, and he is very helpful. So give him a call today at 973-584-1035. 1035 today.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at AutismDonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction as always. It's great to be back in another edition of Hope Saves the Day. It's been crazy that this is our last show of January 2015. We just seemed like yesterday we had our show for first of the year. Just time is flying by, which I'm sure everybody out there can agree with. So we're looking forward to bringing on February. We have a lot of great events coming up. And, of course, our very own Lynn Glukoff, who's been co-hosting with me the last few weeks, is going to be honored at the Pamper Me event on March the 22nd. And there's still tickets available for this event. It's the third annual Pamper Me dinner event, which is for uplifting and honoring mothers of children with autism. So please, you know, you want to get your tickets, get them now. I know myself will be there. Our behind the scenes and guru with the website, Mr. Scott Nagel, will be there. And also our director of sponsorship, Mr. Rob Katz, will also be in attendance. And we're not sure about the rest of the crew, but if you have a chance to come out, we'll have a booth at the event. Please, you know, stop by and say hello. I know there's a lot of people that always say, oh, you know, when are you coming out to this event and that event? But, you know, unfortunately, it's one of those things. There's only so much time in the week, in the day. I can't attend every event. So we try to get to as many as we can. Which, you know, of course, I'm very honored that everybody wants us to come and be a part of it and, of course, cover it here on Hope Saves the Day. So, but this event is March 22nd. It's from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Riverside Manor at the 27 East 33rd Street in Paterson, New Jersey. So you can go to Facebook and look up the third annual Pamper Me event. Just type in Pamper Me and it'll come up. They have a Facebook site for this event. So we're looking forward to that. So hopefully you can come out and join us, and I look forward to meeting everybody there. And like I said, we're very excited for Lynn Glukoff, who's being honored at the event. So we're looking forward to that. Wanted to talk a little bit about this topic that's pretty interesting. Being old school video game player myself, going back to the day and age of the Atari 2600, which was my first video game system as a kid, which was probably one of the biggest systems to hit the U.S. almost ever. And, of course, now, you know, we have so many other game systems and the graphics are crazy. I have not quite kept up with that since. Probably the last system personally I had was a PlayStation 2. Obviously, gaming, I just don't have time for it anymore. And, of course, my kids play a little bit. But they're actually showing studies that find video games that actually can help individuals that have things like depression, anxiety, and even autism. They did a study that found, despite a lot of these negative impressions that video games have on most people, it can actually help to improve the conditions of individuals who have depression, anxiety, and even autism. One of the game developers, Zoe Quinn, who's suffering from anxiety, developed a game called Depression Quest. And after realizing and playing the video games, they actually helped her deal with her own panic attacks. This was an interview that was done on the BBC network in the UK, and they talked about the game Depression Quest, how it's helped so many individuals suffering from a similar condition. You know, they said they had one player that actually was suicidal, said they had one player that who said they backed off suicide, having played the game, which she couldn't even wrap her head around the fact about that. This is another game which happens to be a big favorite of my nephew Logan, Minecraft, which is an online video game that's a digital phenomenon, which is all over the world, and it's become an instrument for people that have conditions such as autism to improve a lot of areas such as a socialization. And a server for this game is named Autocraft that caters up to 5,000 of Minecraft users a day. And there's tons of testimonials about how the game server has helped individuals on the server, and it even reflects on how much the impact the server and the game has on many, many users. You know, Autocraft has done things that years of therapy that has not in just a short few weeks. And a lot of people have been playing this, and it's actually helping them. And it's pretty amazing stuff, you know, and they're finally recognizing that this game is having such a positive effect. So, you know, you like to hear that kind of stuff because, like I said, I like video games and I'm all for them, but I'm not for them when a kid, that's all they do either. Because kids today need to be outside playing more in the parks and stuff. I don't know how many of you out there drive by a park and see nobody there. These beautiful parks are being built, and sometimes you don't see anybody there playing outdoors anymore. You know, I don't know why that is. I don't know if our society today has become lazier as far as playing outdoors, or has another thing is the fact, the fear of all the bad and evil people that are out there in the world, you know, that can kidnap our children or hurt our children in some way. So, I mean, it could be, I guess, a combination of the two, but it's definitely gotten less and less. I mean, I drive by these parks all the time and see them empty, and there's very few people that actually use them. So, you know, I'd like to see kids get out there and get more exercise, you know, play games outside. You know, I know me as a kid, we were outside all the time. So those days have changed. So if we can create some kind of game, at least that can help some of the symptoms and some issues that individuals will be having, whether it's depression or anxiety, I think it's great. So, well, we'll keep you informed on that and see, you know, hopefully they do a little more studying and find out what's going on with that. We sent this article. It's kind of interesting about rewiring the brain. I know myself sometimes, you know, I do a lot of thinking all the time, and I'm sure many of you out there do the same, how you feel like almost like your brain is noisy and there's just so much going on that sometimes you can't focus. You know, sometimes I'll be doing three different things. I'll be on my iPad, I'll be watching TV and having a conversation at the same time. And it's probably not good to do those things, but it like helps me distract myself personally. But I'm able to do those multitasking things. And I don't know if that has to be just dealing with being in the, you know, culinary industry for so many years and being able to multitask and kind of be all over the place. But I don't know. It's kind of interesting. But basically, they've done a lot of study, obviously, on the brain. And they have now ways of healing to better understand the science of a thing called neuroplasticity. And chances are, you know, out there, I know we have a personal friend of mine who's struggling a little bit with Parkinson's disease. And, you know, there might be someone out there that you might know that who lost their life to multiple sclerosis, or someone that was been harmed by a bad concussion. Or perhaps, you know someone that lost their eyesight or effects of dyslexia or even helping a child, keeping their ADHD under control. There's actually a book out there, and I'm not promoting this, but I did read this book by Dr. Norman Dodge, and it's a pretty interesting book that offers a real breathtaking view of people that are looking for a less invasive, virtual side effect-free, a way to combat a lot of neurological-based conditions. Dodge is a psychiatrist and a facility member in University of Toronto and also at the Columbia University Center for the training and research for the psychiatrists and also psychologists. They introduced a lay reader of a revolutionary idea that the brain is not fixed, that actually the brain is neuroplastic, with the ability to become adaptive and reorganize itself. And it's very interesting because they're saying the brain that can change itself. Obviously, you think about your inbox was flooded with emails, okay, and people are debilitated by either disease or an injury or something like autism. And a lot of doctors are out there now talking about this, and they're learning that a lot about energy-based treatments, that it can be helped to use to influence the brain. And even this doctor, Dodge, who found himself immersed in a world of light with sound and movement therapy. And I've had many guests on that talked about doing movement therapy, so it's very interesting. But there's been patients out there that has lives that have been brought back from a devastation through application of these treatments. There was actually a blind man who could see. There was a severely autistic child that learned to speak, and then there was a patient with Parkinson's whose recovery was so complete, some of you even questioned the original diagnosis. So there is something to this. There's definitely something going on. But basically what he does is explaining how light, sound, and a mild electrical stimulation and even something as simple as controlled walking can help tame what he calls the noisy brain, one in which a disease or damage has caused neurons to misfire in the brain. And with these interventions influence a lot of Eastern ideas of energy, according with the Western science, is using energy to influence the misfiring neurons. And much as the conductor encourages like an orchestra to play in sync, and when a noisy brain is resynchronized, a person's function can improve significantly and do some pretty remarkable things. Because basically the studies that they're doing is they're saying the brain is like plastic, and when it's overstimulated, it's a way like having like a pinched nerve or a pain on the map for a hurt area that grows in size and actually can become better at processing pain. And obviously chronic pain is plasticity going wild. So it's kind of interesting how these things can work. Like I said, it's nothing that can harm anybody or hurt anybody, but it's kind of interesting. Think about this. When you feel pain, you often can't pay attention to anything. Think about this. If you're sitting in class with a textbook in front of you and the teacher's writing something on the board and you have a terrible headache or your back is given out, you're really emotionally dysregulated. And you may be even, hypersensitive to the light. You might not be able to do complex, kind of visual math problems. And it's because the areas of the brain that processes both the attention, pain, emotion, and pain, and even visual images and pain, things like chronic pain is a processing of pain hijacks that those areas of the brain can't perform many other functions because the brain is like plastic. And when it's stimulated in an ongoing way, like a pinched nerve, the pain map for the hurt area can grow in size and it becomes better at processing the pain. And then if a chronic pain is plasticity going wild. And a lot of cases are where people at the moment experience a twinge of pain, they force themselves to visualize on something else. And if it was relentless pain over periods of months, and they actually slowly lowered their chronic pain. because basically they liberated the hijacked parts of the brain of the maps from processing the pain signals so that they could process the other signals that were meant to be processed. So, you know, if it's possibly to wean people off of, you know, pain medication, you know, might be able to use, you know, some kind of intervention to hate, you know, help a lot of issues. So, you know, it's kind of interesting, obviously, what they do. A lot of the treatments that plastic treatments in his book, they've done things like people that had strokes, even cerebral palsy, children that are born with some kind of brain damage or even a missing part of the brain. They're using movements and different things to basically rewire and remap the brain. And Parkinson's disease, for instance, you know, its classic symptoms include, you know, shuffling gait, a lot of tremors, difficult initiating new movements, and even a weakened sense of balance. Conscientiously walking and even almost meditative-like concentration on each separate minute of the aspect is taking a step, shifting the weight, strengthening, bending, launching, swinging, placing, and landing. The conscientious performance is next applied to the actions affected by the tremors, such as picking up glass. Parkinson's, a part of the brain, normally makes complex movements automatic, and it's not working well. With focus and conscientious through movement, Parkinson's disease patients teaches another part of the brain to control the action that was previously controlled by the unconscious brain. And by learning to perform the action in a slightly different way, the patient is engaging a different unaffected part of the brain in the frontal lobe. And once again, if they walk and can rest and can trigger the neurotrophic factors of growth, which over time can actually contribute to healing of brain circuits. And they've done, you know, MRIs on this now, so they actually have actual data where it's improved significantly. And I mean, another thing they've done, for instance, for, let's say, multiple sclerosis, you know, they had one where the one individual did something with a stimulation device, which gives like a little low impulse, like shocks almost. And they actually found with that current that it actually helped reshape the electrical energy in the brain. So it's pretty interesting how these things can work. Like I said, this is all trial stuff, but they have been doing some work with this, and it's kind of interesting. But like specific for autism spectrum and attention deficit disorders, they're finding this is probably one of the best treatments that seem to be doing a lot of major things, and it makes sense. Because they're using things like music and voice with changing frequencies to stimulate the dormant brain circuits. Like when we hear a sound, you figure the ear converts the information in the patterns of sound energy into patterns of electrical energy. When the neurons begin firing in sync, they can shape the circuitry in the brain. And many children with autism are very hypersensitive to sound because the normal ear-to-brain circuit, which has an auditory zoom that allows it to home in on human speech frequencies and screen out a lot of low, often threatening sounds, it doesn't work properly. So what happens is they're trapped in a fight-for-flight state. So they'll cover their ears, they'll scream out loud, and they can't engage socially. And by using listening therapy, it can actually train the auditory zoom circuit in the brain so that children can hear speech better and socially connect. So this is pretty remarkable, and I'm going to be looking into this for my son Jonathan, and everybody out there that knows Jonathan is nonverbal. He did have his words at one point at the age of 3 and lost all speech and language. And a few months back, we had a major breakthrough where he started to put a couple words together, but then unfortunately he lost those words again, and he hasn't used them again. So this might be something that I'm going to definitely look into and find out where it's available. So if you guys are interested, you know, please write in at questions@autismradio.org and also call the toll-free number at 1-877-HOPE-777. And we can talk more about this topic and look into it and find out where we can go to maybe try one of these therapies. And like I said, if it's something that a parent out there is listening to this program, we can find out where this is available in your area. And hopefully it's something that you might be able to want to try to see if it helps, you know, your child. So and it also can help adults, too. So if you're an adult out there with autism or, you know, any of those ailments that I mentioned, things like Parkinson's and, you know, different diseases even that affects the brain, some of this might help you. So definitely interesting. But we'll definitely keep you up on it as obviously the information, you know, comes to fruition and we get more studies that are done. So it's good. So we'll be keeping you up on that. I want to make sure everybody knows this right now. And I'm really, really excited to tell you that our first annual casino night is going to be here in the state of New Jersey. It's going to be at the Bethwood on September the 18th from 7 p.m. to 12 p.m. And we're happy to announce that one of the greatest casino companies in the state here, Tumbling Dice, is going to be at our event. And also we have a great DJ who's a good friend of the show and also a good friend of ours. Her husband, Paula Henna, is going to be coming and DJing for the event. So we're really excited to have Paula Henna Queen and her husband coming out and joining us, just making this event even more special. It's going to be an open bar, and we're also having a great cocktail hour as well as a full buffet and lots of amazing, amazing prizes to win, guys. Trust me, there's going to be some awesome prizes. But we're also looking for some sponsors. We do have some sponsorship availability left for the event. We have some great sponsors already on board. But we do have an opportunity to showcase your company at this great event. We're expecting probably over 200 people in attendance. So it's going to be a real big event, and it's a great, great way to connect with our organization, Autism Radio, which, you know, we're doing great things in the autism community every day. We're changing lives, guys. So be a part of that. I mean, what more to do, you know, not only to get your company out there and, you know, just become a part of a great thing. This is going to be an annual event, guys. So this is going to be every year. So if you get in on this year, you know, you become part of our family every year for this. And it's exciting. It's a fun event. It's going to feel like Las Vegas in New Jersey in September. It's going to be awesome, guys. So, you know, it's going to be just like going to Atlantic City, except you don't have to go to Atlantic City. Even better. You know, we're going to have some amazing, amazing prizes there. So you're going to want to definitely get in on this. Also want to give a shout out to my cousin, Jim Wynn, informed me that in Hackettstown, New Jersey, they're going to be doing a strong challenge on March 21st. And it's going to be called the Activate Fitness. Okay. And the proceeds from the event are going to be donated to autismradio.org. The challenge is going to start out at the gym with a workout, and that proceeds through the town and local parks as a big group, okay? And there's going to be workouts and challenges along the way. This is going to be you talk about tough mudders. This makes tough mudders look like a picnic, guys, okay? This is hardcore, and some of the people are going to actually be wearing weighted vests, and it's not required, but it's going to be about 8 to 10 miles, and it's going to be done as a team. So it's going to be really, really great. Mike Corona is going to be putting together, and I'm going to be getting some more information about this. But it's going to be a great event, and they're going to be helping out autismradio.org. So we're really thankful for that, and we want to give a big shout-out to Jimmy Wynn and, of course, Jim Corona, who's putting this together. And like I said, I'll have some more information on it. I was just notified by this about 2 minutes ago while I was on the air with you guys. So we're really excited about that, and we're looking forward to it. And a lot of great stuff coming up, guys. So be the change, guys. That is the motto for 2015. Be the change of someone's life, okay? Because you know what? You can change a life forever. I just got a great testimonial the other day from a lady. We gave an iPad to, and we gave her the speech and language program as well as the training. We had someone come in the home for about 10 weeks for about an hour a day. And it's just a great story, guys. This child used the iPad to say to his mom, "I love you." And it was the first time she ever heard him communicate with her since he's been born. And if that's not enough to make you want to donate and get on board with Autism Radio, guys, I don't know what else to tell you. You know, and these are real experiences, happen every day. So also want to give a shout out to Iron Temple Martial Arts. Should be hitting in there next week, hopefully getting our program ready for our martial arts program with autism, which is going to be phenomenal, guys, at Iron Temple Martial Arts in Sparta, New Jersey. And Dave Fritz, amazing, amazing instructor and just a great human being, is going to be putting on this tremendous program in his school. And we just got to put it together. I got a little bit busy with my full-time job, and we're trying to get the doctors to help coordinate to get this program together because we have a team of experts that are going to be working on it, and we want to do it right. So we'd rather not rush in it. We want to rush this program. We want to do it the right way and make it the best program possible in the country, okay? So I want to thank everybody, again, for the continued support here on the program on Hope Saves the Day, because you're the reason why I'm here every week doing this show. And remember, we're all volunteers, so this is something that we do at the goodness of our heart to help really change the world and making real changes in the autism community every day. Remember, I love you guys, and thanks for all the support. And wish everybody a great week. And remember, until next time, everyone, hope saves the day. Good night, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. Then you are right by my side. I will love you to the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope. Stay, let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day.